Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Now, I'm recording this story on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar. It's Friday, Erev Shabbos, a few hours before Shabbos comes in. And I'm recording this story on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now, when you hear it, I don't think it will be the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar. It can't be the second day of Rosh Chodesh Adar because that's Shabbos. But maybe you'll hear it Saturday night or Sunday, which is the second day of the month of Adar. So we know that Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, the Jewish code of law, quoting the Talmud, says, when Adar comes in, when the month of Adar comes in, we increase in joy. Now you might wonder, how does the person do that? What if the person's in a bad mood? What if something happened that was a sad thing? Chas v'shalom. How can I be joyful? The answer is that we are given the ability to be joyful if we want to be joyful. That is, if we think about things that cause joy. For example, we are alive. Hashem gave us life. We have a purpose. Hashem gave us a purpose to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs, to make the world into a godly place, a dwelling place for Hashem. We have many, many gifts every single day that God gives us. Beautiful gifts, a beautiful world. Now, what if a person is suffering? What if a person is sick? What if a person has problems worse than that even? God forbid. So we all know it can happen. We're in the middle of a war right now. And that war has a lot of tragedies. Unfortunately, thousands of Jewish people have lost their lives. Thousands of people have been injured and so forth. Nevertheless, God gives us the ability to be joyful, despite that we have a tragedy even, but to be joyful at the same time. So, how do we do it? We think about the things that can help make us joyful. Now, this story that I'm going to tell you right now is a story about telling stories. Storytellers also have to hear stories. And we have to hear stories about how to tell stories. And that's what this story is. Now, there are different kinds of stories. The best, of course, is a story which the Rebbe himself tells. Or a story that happened to me. So I know that story very well because it happened to me. Then there are stories that we heard from a good source. Let's say, a very learned person, a very fine person, often an older person has very, very nice stories to tell. Or it might be a story that, although they're telling the story, it's not that it happened to them, it happened to somebody else. And it could be a story that they heard from somebody else who heard from them, somebody else who heard from somebody else. And then there could be stories that are exaggerations, and people made up different parts, and maybe they're combinations of a few stories. This is not as good of a story, but we still may be able to learn a good lesson from it. And then there are stories that shouldn't be told. So, generally speaking, stories are a very important part of the Torah. We see that Hashem filled most of the Torah with stories. Most of the Torah is in terms of stories. And even the parts of Torah that are basically laws being given by Hashem to Moshe to give to the Jewish people, but it's also told as a story. V'daber Hashem al Moshe lemor, and Hashem said to Moshe, saying that he should say over to the Jewish people. And it's not just the law. It's the law in forms of a story, in the form of a story that Hashem said to Moses and Moses said to the people. So even that is being told in a way of story. Among Hasidim, stories have always been very important. Time of the Baal Shem Tov, stories have been a very, very important part of Hasidic life. And Hasidim would spend many hours listening to stories, learning stories, studying stories, and retelling stories. The previous Rebbe, as a child, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, began to write down stories which he heard. And he wrote many volumes of these stories, which he heard from his father, who was a Rebbe, from his grandfather, who was a Rebbe, from old Chassidim who had seen some of these stories happen themselves or had heard from good sources. And many, many of the stories that we have from early Hasidic life is because Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, the previous Rebbe, wrote down these stories as a child. And that's how we have them. But this story I'm going to tell you is that one time, the previous Rebbe was writing down a story that someone was telling. And his father, the Rebbe Rashab, Rabbi Sholem Dovber, indicated to him that he should not write down this story because it was not an accurate story, perhaps had foolish parts, etc. And the previous Rebbe said to his father, but didn't you say, father, that even such stories we should write down because we should tell them and learn them because we could also learn lessons from them, even if they're not exactly accurate. They're not told by a Rebbe. They're not told by the person that it happened to. There are inaccuracies, but didn't you say, father, that there are also stories that we should learn? So the Rebbe Rashab answered him, his father answered him, not everything that you're allowed to do, should you do. Yes, you could write down the story and you could learn from it. You're allowed to, but not necessarily should you. And he indicated that this story he should not write down, this particular story. So we see that it's not every story that we should hold on to. There are certain stories that better not to keep them. But when we hear a story from a Rebbe or from a good source, then talking about a Torah story, a Jewish story, then we should certainly take it seriously and we should learn from it. And as the previous Rebbe wrote many, many of the events that happened in his life, we see that he was a person that went with simcha, went with joy. And as the Rebbe Menachem Mendel Schneerson said about his father-in-law, the previous Rebbe, he specifically conducted himself in a way of simcha, of joy, even though he suffered terribly. The previous Rebbe was imprisoned for, of course, false charges. And he was beaten, unfortunately. He became crippled, wasn't able to walk, and so forth. Wasn't able to speak well because of the injuries that he suffered. He suffered a lot, a tremendous amount. But nevertheless, he was always maintaining simcha. If not exactly on the surface, but right under the surface. Like his name, Yitzchak. Yitzchak means to laugh. And so this is something for us to learn from, to always try to be besimcha, especially now that we're in the month of Adar, and not only that when Adar comes in, we increase in joy, but every day of Adar, as the Rebbe instructs us, we should increase in joy over the previous day's level of joy. May this lead very quickly, as we say, trachgut v'tzayngut, when we think positively, it will be positive, that by thinking good and positive, and in a joyful way, this will bring joy and goodness. And especially that the word that for joy, Yismach, that he will be happy, is the same letters as Mashiach. Because increasing our joy helps to bring Mashiach. And the ultimate joy will be when Mashiach comes. So may it happen very quickly, as we often point out, especially through our participation, through our Torah and mitzvahs, acts of goodness and kindness, tefillos, prayers, learning about Mashiach and Geula, being besimcha. May the Geula come immediately, and especially for our brothers and sisters in the land of Eretz Yisrael, where there's a very serious war going on. May Hashem help that it should be a total and complete victory, just like the story of Purim, and lead not just to a temporary redemption, but the final redemption through Mashiach. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.